It's time to wake up to the cool side of the pillow. Podcast, that is. While not an actual pillow, it serves as a metaphor for the playgrounds of our collective subconscious. Cool Side of the Pillow is a show about dreams, not goals or aspirations, you sillies. Rather, a show that delves into dreams of listeners, just like you. So keep listening, dreamers, our resident experts, and I use that term loosely, Josh and Vince will do their best to navigate listener-submitted dreams while providing insights and, dare I say it, a dash of fun. Please, just try to enjoy it.
Is this the end for Cool Side of the Pillow, or can the show be saved? Plus, we hear from one dreamer about their soup-sharing problem and another listener's dental dilemma. All that and more today on Cool Side of the Pillow.
You okay? You sound sad, aroused, or sadly aroused.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Be honest with old Vin-Vin boy.
Well, okay. I'm just worried. I'm worried this is all going away.
Well, that's the point, right? It's all meant to go away someday.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Nothing lasts forever. Neither good nor bad. You just gotta ride those waves.
Yep, and sometimes you just gotta slap those waves and say, no waves, you cut it out! You cut it out, you hear me? It's not allowed, okay?
You know, you're actually pretty profound when you want to be.
Yeah, I used to be pretty pro-round, but once I rode those waves with the help of the Meepos diet and exercise program.
I know.
Well, I rode those belly waves straight to hell. That pudginess wasn't going to last forever.
Yep. It's as I suspected. I'm having an existential crisis and thinking you're being a wise little gremlin when in fact you're still obsessed with that dang program. It's losing everything. Is like the sun going down on me.
Well, Elton, the sun goes up and down and up and down and up and up and up and down and up and down and down and up and up, up.
Vince.
Hold on. And up and down and up and down and all around and up and down every single day.
I mean, I guess you're not wrong.
I'm not. And if you need to channel that aggression, Saturday night's all right for fighting.
It's only Tuesday.
Well, it's Saturday somewhere. The point is, a wise man once told me that you have to focus on what you can accomplish here and now. You can't constantly be torturing yourself thinking about the future because you're missing the present. And that's a really neat gift, you dim-dim. So how's about we focus on what we can accomplish right now? Let's analyze these dreams, enjoy the precious time we have left, and make one hell of a final episode.
Yeah, we still got a job to do. You know, you're right. And that wise man, I bet he's a handsome devil. His name probably starts with a J and rhymes with gosh.
Probably. I don't know. What were we talking about? Rocket Man or something.
That's correct, my little Rocket Man. Now let's rock this next dream.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Thank you. All right, Vince, this could be the first last dream ever. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? It's the first one of this episode?
Yeah, like when I tried to play in the pickleball league when I was a child, and it was the first last time ever.
That wasn't pickleball. That was just you with a bunch of pickles and a ball.
No, I had a ball because the pickles were delicious.
Okay. Well, here's a dream.
About pickles.
No.
Oh, well then I don't want to listen to it. Just kidding. Yes, I do.
What do you mean you don't want to listen to it?
I do. Because I guess, you know, yeah, I do.
Okay.
It almost seems futile because we're going to be canceled soon, but sure, it's okay.
You know, we got a job to do to the bitter end.
You're right. We'll be like the idiots on the dim-dims on the Titanic playing their little kazoos and recorders as they drown to death.
moving deck furniture on the Titanic.
Well, I mean, I think if you drown, it's implied you die, right? Isn't that redundant? Drown to death?
Yeah, because I don't think you can drown without dying.
What, you can drown without dying? No, yeah. You're dead. If you drown, you die. Okay. I'm glad that's settled.
Here's a dream from Annie from Rochester, New York.
Annie, get your dream.
Hi, Cool Side of the Pillow. My name's Annie from Rochester, New York, and I have a dream to share with you.
I said that.
Well, many dreams. It's a reoccurring dream. It always shows up in various forms, but I always seem to have the same theme where my teeth are falling out. Now, maybe this is an easy one because there's a lot of symbolism there with that.
Don't tell us how to do our job.
But it happens all the time. Like, I could be having a dream that I am at work talking to a customer, and all of a sudden, like, a tooth is wiggly. And I go to wiggle the tooth, and I'm like, oh my God, why is that? How old am I? That's a permanent tooth, right? Like, why is this tooth wiggly? And that might be the gist of it. Or sometimes it's like I'm out to dinner with family and friends, and all of a sudden, all of my teeth are wiggly, but not even just wiggly, but like wiggly and then falling out and crumbling in my mouth. Like, totally disgusting. So, what do you think? What does all this mean? Let me know.
So, like, that's kind of like the classic, one of the classic dreams, right? Like, there, yeah. I don't know what they all are, but it's one of them where it's like, oh, the teeth falling out is like a thing. Or like, when you're flying, or like you trip and you like stumble in your bed, you're like, like your legs move around. You're like, I fell. Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say it's a basic dream, but it's basic. No, it's still perplexing.
But I'm glad we got it in.
Yes.
I don't know if we've had a teeth dream yet.
We haven't.
Can you imagine of all the dreams we've dissected and interpreted?
You know who I wish we could consult with is Dr. Teeth from the Muppets.
Yeah, from Electric Mayhem.
He's one hell of a conductor.
Bye bye.
But
Dan.
No, I mean that's basically the whole symbolism and the whole concern of that is you know it. You're not necessarily, it doesn't mean you're a vain person. It could just mean that appearance is important. She did mention she has to talk to customers, like interface with customers. So, you know, if you're not looking your best, or also if you're looking your worst with your teeth crumbling out of your face and wiggling and whatever else, or the wiggling feeling, just that anxiety, that looming, like, oh no, I'm about to like look like a fool. And, you know, so it's high stakes stuff.
You know it's coming, but they don't.
Yeah, exactly. That's the title of my new sex tape.
The crumbling, disgusting. Yeah. Is so disgusting. Like that part.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. So, I had a great sex tape joke, by the way. Okay. Anyway. Oh boy, editing. Nice. Do not edit that out. Anyway.
Nice.
Yeah. It's you heard what I said to you. But I mean, I've often had those dreams as well. The wiggly teeth. The stumbling, it's not fun. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Along with the vein stuff, which I guess this still would be kind of the vein thing, but you wonder about like age and is you lose them as a kid, but then some people tend to lose them with age, you know, have to get dentures and stuff. And so you're fighting the march towards the grave kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're right. Beyond it being a vanity thing, or even a thing where maybe it's not vanity, but it's like a necessity where like, oh, this is my livelihood. I have to like not look crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's basically, you know, we all age and it you know, struggle with mortality, and that's, you know, kind of what it is. You struggle with molartality.
Shut your mouth. So Vince, I told her, well, I have my reservations. And she goes, well, that's good because this is a hotel.
But how did she know you had that toothbrush in your pocket?
Huh? What?
Whatever. So silly.
So what do you think you'll do once the show's over? Me? I've been getting into different types of soils lately. You know, the best soils. Some might even call them top soils. So we might focus more on that. But what about you?
Well, I think I'm going to take the simple syrup exam.
Don't you mean civil service?
Huh? What? No, simple syrup. I'll probably become a bartender at the noisy dark room bar down the street. So I'll need to learn how to make lots of drinks. You know, for people to drink, you know, like martinis. Martinis with olives, gins and tonics, bottled beer, wine in the glass, virgin margaritas, and of course, the pièce de résistance, the bartender's right-hand man, simple syrup. Because what recipe doesn't call for that?
Okay.
Yep, they'll all say, barkeep, my good man, another round of simple syrups for the lot of us. We'll all giggle, and I'll just smile, knowing I know how to make the best simple syrup in the block.
A good plan.
Or maybe I can be a coach for the Meepo's diet program. You know, they have coaching.
Program?
No, plan. It's a coaching plan. But silly me, dare to dream. Sigh. They'd even want furry little old me.
Speaking of furry, what's been going on with those beard wigs you used to make all the time? You said they were selling well. Or did you throw them down the well due to all the ticks and parasites we were rife with?
I wish. Those Wall Street wolves in their suits and their ties and their briefcases filled with their liquid lunches and they're howling at the moon even though it's clearly not London makes me sick, you know? Like barf in a bag I stole from that flight attendant sick.
When did you fly in a plane?
Never. I mean, how could I? Not in this economy or with the lack of proper transportation to and from the airport.
What about that kid's bike you found?
Don't get me started. That damn pack of corgis.
But what about the bike?
It was too big. And so were those corgis. You do the math, Professor Calculus.
Well, that adds up. Let's just get to the next, and almost with 99% certainty.
Math!
Our last dream interpretation ever. What's wrong, buddy? Are you a little sad because it's our last dream?
What? No. It's my allergies.
All right, man. Well, there's tissues right here if you need them.
Oh, I know.
Let's do our last dream, all right?
Okay.
All right, we got another email coming in for us that we took the text from, and we turned it into speech. Here it is.
Hi, this is Jessica from East Greenbush, New York. Here's a recent dream of mine. I was cooking a huge pot of soup containing meatballs, and some of my extended family was there.
It's like a scene from The Godfather.
I think we were in an Airbnb. I made what I thought was enough soup for everyone, but then a bunch of random people, whom my family seemed to know but I did not, showed up. Everyone kept coming up to me asking for soup, and I was panicking because it was running out and I wasn't even going to get any to eat myself. My aunt came up to me and said, can you just cut one meatball in half for my granddaughter? She isn't feeling well. So now I'm standing there, trying to cut a freaking meatball in half with a ladle. It seemed absurd. Then some bitchy old lady was eating, and I overheard her say, this soup has no taste, to my grandpa.
No, she didn't.
He said nothing in response, just
slapped
shrugged.
The shit out of her.
I was fuming, asking myself, why am I the one making soup for these people? And why am I winding up getting none? Furthermore, why are they criticizing my homemade soup when they've done nothing to help cook? It was frustrating. Let me know your thoughts on this dream. Thanks, cool side of the pillow.
Welcome to being a mother. That sounds like welcome to what it's like to be a mother or father and get zero appreciation, right? Like, I imagine.
You imagine. The best part is like, please, sir, can I have some more? Or is it the three little bears, like, you know, the three bears, Goldilocks. This isn't good enough. I want this one.
Plus, I'll tell you what, if anyone said anything to like an old grandpa like that, they would get slapped. Like, that's just their way.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't like do anything, like jump in and
karate slap that soup right out of your mouth. Well, what's funny is, can I, my daughter, whoever it was, is not feeling well. So could you cut a meatball in half from a soup that has no taste? So it's like, the only thing that will cure my child is a tasteless soup meatball. Okay. And then, oh man, that's rough. And then people, yeah, just, I think it's just how sometimes people can be so ungrateful. No, but like, I don't know what it's like to be a mother or a father, but I do know what it's like to, you know, have like people.
You take care of the cats really a lot, though.
Yeah, really a lot. Too much, if you ask me or them. They're like, give us some independence, please. It's just, I know what it can feel like. I think a lot of us can relate to where, like, you just give and give and give, and you're not even able to sample what you're giving or doing, and people are just being ungrateful. And then they have the gall, when you give them something that you didn't have to give them, and they're like, oh, it's not very good.
Right.
Like,
here's,
I don't know.
All this stuff I did.
Not how I was raised, I'll tell you that much. Yeah.
Tasteless
soup cure. Soup for the cure. Listen, instead of walking or running so many miles, I'm just going to make like so many gallons of soup. How many can I put you down for?
I basically just heated up water, so help yourself.
Yeah, help yourself. Me flavored water. Oh, that was undisciplined.
There's salt on the table if it's too bland for your liking, ma'am. But there's the weirdest part is there was, like you said, there's the meatballs in it.
Yeah, the meatball soup. I mean, that's okay. It's like Italian wedding soup. That's
No, I get that, but I'm saying like there had to be some sort of like flavor of that, right? Maybe it was.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, flavorless meat. That's sus. That's questionable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think maybe somewhere deep down, Jessica feels like she's not appreciated for her efforts for something she's doing. You know, yeah. Or maybe she sees someone else who, you know, the kind-hearted elderly lady at work who, you know, tells everyone to have a nice day and is always giving people cards and whatever else. And, you know, everyone just kind of takes for granted. Like, I think, you know, it's just maybe her subconscious's way of like recognizing or being like, you know, not only should I get recognition, but I should give recognition or acknowledgement to others.
Yeah.
For things that they try to do. And, you know, never in my life, if someone gave me an oatmeal raisin cookie and they were like, here you go, and it wasn't good, would I ever be like, this is gross?
Right.
I'd be like, thank you. And then, like,
put it in your pocket.
Away from them. But, like, it's the thought that counts, right? Unless the thought was, hey, I'm going to poison that cookie.
Well,
then that's not very nice. No. But if it's not an elaborate scheme to poison someone, then, you know, just eat the flavorless meatball soup and call it a day.
Exactly.
The soup of the day.
The soup of the day. What I'm thinking, the thing is too, soup is such a, you put, you know, it's a lot of different ingredients, right? It's just, it's a labor intensive love, act of love. A lot of people.
Food is
use
love.
Soup for healing, right? Yeah. So it is a symbolic choice. Like it wasn't like she was cooking burgers or something that might be less translated to a food that's so highly connected to healing and love and personality, I think.
Yep. Yeah, because the soup does, you know, getting back to the whole, like, not feel, like, the daughter not feeling well. And, yeah, it's you know, whenever you're sick, hold me, have some soup and
yeah.
Ginger ale and little crackies and stuff like that. So, some crisps.
Yeah.
Some grass. Yeah, some grass. But, yeah, so that might help. Roughage.
Just random people showing up, you know what I mean? That's crazy. It's like, you're doing it for the family, all in love, and all these people come back, and you're like, and then you're not getting any.
Yeah, and you have this big heart, so you're like, oh, you know what? Beyond my own family, I'm going to extend this to others. And that's such a generous, nice, kind act. You know, it's kind of ridiculous. Bunch of ingrates in your subconscious.
Yeah, I bet you were one of those people who like to spell stuff with their alphabet soup.
I did, but I always misspelled things, or autocorrect always changed it. It's really annoying.
Side of the pillow.
Well, Vince, looks like that's our last stream. And as Ken Loggins and Dubba M. Michael McDonald's would say, this is it.
Well, have it your way, but I'm not loving it. Well, maybe a little side of fries.
Well, my little side of fries guy. We just got the final death nail in the podcast coffin, a.k.a. voicemail from Hector. Want to listen?
Sure, let me put on my glasses.
Okay, here it is. Oh, wait, I gotta enter my passcode.
Well, gentle men, sort of. I hope you've cleared all the piss out of your bladders, because I sure have. I take a lemon pepper shot every morning, and this Norwegian beet supplement that I have flown in every week, and it's like I'm pissing state-of-the-art laser beams. So, with the pinpoint precision of my piss in mind...
Why does he talk so much about his piss?
Well, as they say, it's better to get pissed off than pissed on, or forever hold your piss.
This message, much like our podcast... It's going out like a candle in the wind.
Or a piss behind the barn.
I'm assuming you two morons with microphones are whispering about random Elton John song references and piss. Because you two are so clearly obsessed with juicy, juicy pisses and Sir Elton himself. But now myself is talking, and it's time to get down to gold tacks. Fuck the brass. I want money. More of that sweet green shit in my bank account. Capiche, you ass butts?
More like capiss.
So you two should be ashamed.
Already am. Bathing and half bath of my shame.
Of the fact that you failed so spectacularly at not failing like a couple of non-failures who took a walk through the woods naked without any sort of protection or repellent and somehow managed to avoid all the thorn, the thicket, all the lot lizards, and somehow not get a lick of poison ivy on your crotches. I feel like I should get on with it because I'm certain your attention spans don't have the bandwidth. And as my great-grandpappy always used to tell me when I was a wee lad, not all babies get saved when the orphanage burns down. But congratulations, guys. Somehow, despite only having one sponsor, like a shooting star that miraculously doesn't burn away an impact of the Earth's atmosphere, but morphs into a wish come true. Whatever magic you concocted, it was enough to get the show renewed in less than 4 episodes even. These Meepos Diet people paid us a note, and all the Sopranos are singing, "We want more coos out of the pillow." Well, it's been extremely difficult being so kind to both of you. So before I say something true, but regretful, I bid you adieu. Let's make some money, you people. Click.
Dude, we did it. The podcast has been saved.
You son of a bitch.
Why are you so mad?
Because it's the Meepos Diet motherfucking program.
Are you trying to call Hector back? Please don't. Don't ruin this positive momentum we have going.
I'm just gonna educate him on why he's a disrespectful idiot.
Do you even know his number?
Yeah, the number. That's the ticket. One? And then, one. One. Probably another one. There's usually at least 5 ones in every phone number in these continental states and provinces, but not Hawaii. Two? No, wait. 7.5. And then the pound sign, right?
Vince, that old office phone that you're dialing on isn't even plugged into the wall. Besides, Hector left me a message on my phone.
Oh, so your phone is the some bitch that needs a talking to. I'll let it off on a technicality because it's your phone. But so help me God and all the grass that is green, if anyone else disrespects the good folks at the Meepos Diet Program, I'ma lose my shit. You better believe those words, because this referee has his eyes peeled, perched, on point, and waiting, and will not let another egregious penalty like that slip by again.
My guy, we just got the pod renewed. No, actually, it was you. It was your commitment and downright obsession with that Meepos Diet Program. Someone from their company must have heard your transformative weight loss journey and took it for a testimonial or ad spot sponsorship, and in return, Papa Hector got paid. Isn't that exciting? Why can't you just take a moment to smell the roses?
Ah, sure. Great. The podcast. Whatever that is. If that's what you like to call it, whenever we speak in this office slash cat den, sure, cast away with your pod. Number 37, Mr. Fluffaluffagus, you're out of bounds. 10 yarn, penalty, repeat, fancy feast. This is a code meow, first down. Pass it all around, lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground.
Well, a win is a win, and I suppose we all celebrate in our own ways.
Out of bounds.
At least he's happy.
Penalty?
I think. I'm just happy to say, see you next time, dreamers, for season 5. Thanks so much for tuning in to Cool Side of the Pillow, season 4, episode 7. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a dream. Head over to coolsideofthepillow.com to grab some merch, and more importantly, send us your dreams. That's right, we want to hear your dreams. You can email us at dreams@coolsideofthepillow.com and we'll share it on the show. Or if you're feeling bold, send us a voice message around 2 to 3 minutes or less and we just might feature it and give it the full dream interpretation treatment. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at coolsideofthepillowpodofficial for updates, wacky content, and other weird dream stuff. We'll be back soon enough with an all new season. So until then, sleep tight, dream deep, and stay cool.
Be a fun podcast, one where people talk about their dreams
and describe them in great detail.
Yeah,
like, and then this happened.
Just, well, no.
But you just
the way it. You guys were doing it, only speak in the negative voice. You know who didn't show up in my dreams? You guys.
Yep.
You know what didn't happen in my dreams? Oh, something cool.
I think a dream talk about podcast would be great, especially if you just embrace it. Listen. Nobody likes to hear about dreams, so nobody's going to like this podcast. But here's Joan Rivers' daughter. She's going to tell us about her. Go ahead, Melissa. Tell us about the dream you had last night.
Oh, that's a get.
Yeah.
Like an armadillo and
find what your dreams mean here on Cool Side of the Pillow. Cool, cool, oh, it's so cool. Cool, cool side of the pillow.